Welcome to Renaissance Man Podcast. This is episode one. We got special guest Karen Jussel.
Hi.
And special guest Dave Johnson.
Hello.
I come to these two people when I need new music. So I figured anybody who would want to listen to some new music would want to listen to what these two people have to say. So this is AWOL Nation, Sail. Lately, one of my favorites. This song matches the rhythm that my motorcycle makes.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be awesome.
Ride your motorcycle to this?
Yeah. So you just put your earphones in and go. And it's like, it doesn't make you want to go super fast, which is super dangerous. It makes you want to go fast enough to feel it, which is usually right around the speed limit on a motorcycle.
Fast enough to feel like you're flying.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dave, have you heard this?
I have. I had a friend show it to me, 3 years ago, before I moved back to Washington. Yeah.
Did you like it?
It's okay. No. Like, when I'm listening to it now, I really like it, but I don't know.
But it kind of, for me, it's like you got to be in the right place at the right time. And, you know, if I'm trying to do a math test or something like that, I'd definitely not listen to this. You know?
That's true.
But if I'm not having to focus on anything but, like, large movement, you know, like riding a motorcycle, I mean, it's not highly detailed. You have to be focused on the road, but there isn't any other distractions.
But it does make you want to move.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got my brother Dave, not Dave J, but Dave Nelson, told me once, groove is God, little G.
That's pretty cool.
And this song has got groove.
Yeah.
It's got, totally.
And I don't know who else does it like this, but it's got a lot of different instrumentation in it. And if you listen just for a second.
Like they're banging on piano strings or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a really good range of vocals. So it's kind of brain bleach.
Brain bleach.
Yeah, and really, the two things is sail, which is like, you know, just right there, which means let's go, you know, cast off, you know, what may be. And then the other thing is blame it on my ADD. It's my favorite.
Absolutely.
There's a little bit of chaos, but there's a method.
There's organization for
yeah.
sure.
I could almost see the music video just being very slow motion, almost strobe-like.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, some kind of crazy lock and pop dance or something. But that part right there, the part, is like the same tone as the exhaust pipes on my motorcycle. And it just like reverberates through your entire body. And if you open your mouth, it like goes into you and like touches your soul.
Yeah. That's what I love about music. It's an expression of your soul.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there's so many pieces to that.
Yeah.
Like, how you feel when you ride a motorcycle.
Even when it's cold out.
Raining.
Okay, so this one, Philip Phillips, I always want to call him Philip Phillipson, and I'll bet his middle name is Philip.
Philip, Philip, Philip.
This song is great. It's got good rhythm, and my boys go bonkers on this song. Yeah, they, I'll tell you when you get to it, but it's got a good drive to it. Keep turning away. It's got a good drive to it.
Yep.
To make you well, it is a good song. It's a song that's always bugging me too.
Why is that?
I think it's just overplayed.
Oh, really?
And I think it just gets ruined when it's overplayed.
Huh. So, you and I, Dave, Dave and I had an experience one time when I was carpooling with him. And I'm like, hey, Dave, have you heard this song? It's by this band called Gautier. And he rolled his eyes. And I'm like, what? And I played, I don't remember what it was. Somebody that I used to know.
That's it.
And he goes, dude, were you born? What? Have you been living under a rock?
This has like, been playing
for like a year and a half on every other song, on every other station.
Yeah.
Totally. That happens to me a lot. They're like, do you know about this? I'm like, yeah, this is their third album. You know, I've been following.
Well, it was this or Eminem, and I chose this.
You didn't have the guts to do Eminem.
Not on episode one.
There's a lot of F-bombs.
Maybe episode four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always think this is the soundtrack that they use for the Summer Olympics, for the gymnastics.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and I always thought it was a weird choice.
Yeah, congratulations for losing. You're gone.
That's funny.
I really like that. You're my crutch when my legs stop moving.
Huh.
So the other thing on this one is that here's where the boys go bonkers.
Yeah.
They just start jumping. It's like a little mini mosh pit in the kitchen.
That's awesome.
And Keller sings at the top of his lungs.
I think I would say that the first time I heard this song, I really liked it just for the songwriting and playing and all that. And I finally figured out that it was from Phillip Phillips that was on American Idol. I'm like, how did he win American Idol and I not know it?
This dude was on American Idol?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, that's why Dave's here.
Didn't he win it?
I think he won it. I'm like, I didn't know that.
And he's got some severe medical problems, too. And has to take time off of touring.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think probably one of his major problems is he sounds exactly like Dave Matthews.
One of his major problems?
Yes.
Yep.
But I think he's a good artist for sure.
Yeah. Oh, he's talented.
Yep. I'll love you long
after you go. The drum part reminds me of the Phil Collins, the Miami Vice soundtrack.
Yeah, you're
that
right.
Was way back then.
Baby squirrel, use a sexy motherfucker.
Your choice,
can't
David.
Go wrong with Bruno Mars.
No.
That guy can sing. He can sing.
And he's got speak and spell, too.
He does.
Because everybody who ever used a speak and spell said sexy motherfucker. So this is another example, in my opinion, of Groove is God's Little G. Because that flowing bass line is awesome.
It does make you
want to
just kind of do a little moonwalk.
Makes the good old Michael Jackson influence.
Big time.
New Edition.
Michael Jackson
Mike
Groove.
Meets New Edition is a lot of this album. It's really good.
Yeah. A lot of keyboard. Yeah, you can't help but tap.
Definitely. Yeah, Bruno
like
Mars.
Jackson 5 right there.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, I love this song. The whole album is actually really good. It has a lot of different types of sounds as well. A little bit of reggae, a little bit of different tunes. There's even another one called Natalie off the album that this one's on. That kind of sounds like the cover that Glee did of Valerie, I think it was. Never mind.
This is Bruno Mars' treasure.
Yes, it is.
I got a little disco ball. Couldn't get it to work.
It's appropriate for this.
I feel like this could be backwards skate.
Backwards
totally skate night. You are my treasure.
Nice. right after Couple Skate.
Yeah. All right, everybody. At the end of Couple Skate, we're going to go ahead and switch things up and do a backward skate and roll it on the plastic with little Bruno Mars Treasure. This would also be a good song to paint a room to.
Yeah, it just kind of energizes you.
Totally. My wife, Becky, every time she wants to clean the house, she puts on Jackson 5.
Does she?
Definitely.
That's pretty cool.
Now, I'm pretty sure this next one is your favorite band of all time.
I'm curious.
And I know I asked you for 2 songs and you gave me 9.
See, I had a problem with just 2.
Yep. This is Anne Berlin. I think it's called Self-Starter. Off their re-released album called Devotion.
Yep.
Yep.
So have you seen them in concert?
I have. I actually saw them twice this year. Once in Seattle and once in Vancouver, because another friend of mine is friends with the band and took me up to Vancouver and got me in and met the band and hung out on the bus. It was really awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, really, really cool dudes.
So this is totally different than Bruno Mars.
Yes.
I love it.
They do rock really well, but they can almost fuse 80s and some of their other songs and other electronic in their stuff, but they have melody, but not just screaming or anything. It's really good.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the remix of the 80s right now.
Oh, yeah.
The bands just do a little bit of something that's like big hair band or...
Yeah. A little throwback?
Yeah, a little bit. Just not the whole thing, but just a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just like it's getting the 80s glasses, but not going with the leg warmers.
Exactly.
Totally.
Maybe a bandana on the leg, but not necessarily the... Like,
or a side tight ponytail.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of feel like these dudes would be early 90s, kind of when they're shifting away from the... I know they're not, but the melody there, that followed melody, feels like that's like at the end of the super ultra keyboard era.
Totally, and trying to get into the rock.
It kind of... Man, you're right. That is a blend of that, like, kind of hairband rock because of the melodies.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Miami Vice drums.
Totally.
Was it the last one that I was in? The last song?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a theme for you. You like the Miami Vice drums.
Yes, drums are good.
There's this band that I used to listen to when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Whiteheart.
Oh my.
And
I couldn't even tell you what songs.
The way you said that, though. Like a question?
Yeah. They were a kind of fringy Christian rock band.
Really? I didn't know they were Christian.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm 90% sure because that's all I listened to back then. I was afraid I was going to grow horns.
That's awesome.
It is me, yes. I was curious which one you're going to play next. So, Fallen.
Yeah.
By Macklemore. Oh. I'm a huge Macklemore fan right now. I don't know if it's because he's local or just the stuff he sings.
I swear I've been here before. There's a war in my heart. So my chest is a thorn.
This dude's intense.
The picture of this war, all of the heart's songs. Aching and scarred. Music's the yeah. I had a hard time picking just one because it was like, do I want to be political or do I want to? Shot burns less, but the chest is very expressive with his words.
It's kind of interesting that you can be political with the music that you listen to in your head.
emos and rockers and rockers. Yeah, I mean, his politics aren't necessarily my politics, but I still enjoy hearing what he has to say.
Yeah.
But also what you put out there, if you're going to say, hey, I'm going to share this, this is me. Because sometimes I think the other one-hit wonders or some of the pop songs that come out, and you're like, really, you're going to choose that for your first song of this is who you are?
Yeah.
Now no one will take you seriously, or no one will take you what, but sometimes you just want to write a fun song that's just kind of keeps whatever. And
Yeah.
So his DJ, is, I think his name is Ryan Lewis, I think.
Uh-huh.
I just love the way they just mix their music and the lyrics together. It's just really good, I think.
I'm not normally a hip-hop fan or follow whatever, but I mean, I like all music, and everything I've heard from him has been phenomenal, you know? Yeah. I guess I feel like it's not necessarily typical what my impression of hip-hop is, or he's not trying to, you know, boast on who he is, or, you know, all this pride or all this stuff. It's just talk or dealing with issues or talking about what he wants to talk about. It's awesome.
And some music's good for just the musical part of it.
Yeah.
But for me, I have to have a little bit of content.
Yep.
Because it expresses the, what he just said, passion, and it expresses what I think is part of your soul. And it's very emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Artist, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Sometimes I'll listen to songs and finally look up the words, and you're like, oh, you know, you think it's this big old meaning or whatever. And sometimes you'll see, find something awesome or find something great. You're like, oh, wow, I didn't think it was that deep.
Yeah.
You know, there's another song from Anne Berlin, the rock album that we listened to, that a couple albums ago they said that one of their songs was about Martin Luther King. I was like, oh, and then I re-looked the words, and I was like, that makes total sense.
It totally is now.
Anyway.
Now this is a totally different song coming up.
This
yes.
album is awesome.
Okay.
I think I...
So this is a worship song.
Yes.
Totally different than Macklemore.
My favorite part about the song was it's like 6 or 8 minutes long.
It is long.
It is long. And I think the ending part goes on and on and on. And I didn't really realize how long it was. And I'm like, well, they're singing the same verse over and over. I'm like, why? And then it hit me. Sometimes you sing to believe, not like you sing because you say, hey, I believe this. And I think the lyric says, you know, take me out where my faith has no borders. And it's like you say it over and over so that you believe it, not because you're like, I believe this and yay, I'm so excited. Take me further, you know, expand my faith or put trials in front of me or whatever. This is hard to deal with, but it's you say it over and then you finally believe it and then you act and do.
You know, it's interesting you say that because we'll listen to it, but sometimes you sing to believe, and I think that is regardless of what you're listening to.
Exactly.
You know, if you're wanting to go back to home or whatever and, you know, listen to the country music that you listened to when you grew up, then you sing that to believe that's where you are. Music is really, you know, this kind of music takes me back.
It is. Yeah.
So I can remember, I don't want to walk all over the song, but I can remember, I had a few songs when I was pastoring, and that was a long time ago, that the kids, and they weren't spectacular songs, but the kids that I would play for, they would eat that thing up. And I think that pretty much explains it. Because, you know, when you're 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
You're singing about something that you believe in. Or you have passion for. It's easy to eat that stuff up.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because you listen to guys like Kanye West, who is, by all accounts, a fantastic artist, but the most narcissistic person I've ever seen in my life. You could do the same thing with some of his music, or Macklemore, or Eminem.
And that's why I wanted to do something that was totally different than my other choice, because a lot of people think, oh, if you listen to Christian music or worship music, you don't possibly listen to any other type of music, and that's not the case. You can connect to any style of song if you give it a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. This song always makes me want to take a deep breath and just go, relax.
It's almost like a different song here. Mm-hmm. Starts over, but it's the same kind of feel. It's like I can feel all the worry, like just hearing the three chords. Trust is without
borders. Let me walk. Well, she has a beautiful voice too.
I think it's sort of ironic that the first song was Sail, and I get the same kind of sensation of, you know, of that movement, and I do out of this song, and they're completely polar opposite.
Yeah. Well, this song's called Ocean.
Yeah. So I didn't plan that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the people at home can't see it, but I can see the graphic of the song on the recording software, and this definitely has a long crescendo on it, so you can tell how that song's going to go.
It just builds up slowly.
You know, when I was in Afghanistan, I couldn't listen to this.
Really?
I completely just...
Because it was too emotional, or...?
Yeah, like, everything about that place is emotional. But, like...
Yeah, you're trying to hold it all together.
Just, like, yeah. It's a crucible, and, like, surrendering control over that crucible is something you can't do while you're there.
Because you're constantly on guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much for so many different people, and yes, is take you further for you could mean something different for me, or something small in my heart of pride, or you know, or surrender. Or it could mean I need to stretch my faith and trust in God in exponential numbers, that I need to act and work and work hard to get there. Or it could mean, hey, you know, say hello to the homeless dude or give him $5 or whatever. You know, that it could mean so little, but so much as well.
I have to say that to write a song that meets people where they're at, regardless of whether it's a church song or not, is difficult.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
There are a few people that are so good at it. One of my favorite bands all time, Switchfoot.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
They'll punch you in the face just wherever you're at.
This is a song you have to listen to with headphones. Because it get whenever you listen to a song with headphones, it just gets in you a little bit better.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it just... It's a song that just kind of can take over when you do that.
Yeah. This album is phenomenal. It's probably been in my CD player, proverbial iPod, since I got it released. I can't remember when it is. It feels like 6 months ago. It might have been a year ago.
So Hillsong United Ocean.
Zion is the album. Yeah. The song is Oceans.
The song is Oceans, yeah.
Well, I have to say, thanks, Karen.
Well, yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
No worries.
We will do it again, hopefully next week or a week after that. So be listening. Just a little housekeeping. I don't own the copyrights to any of these songs, and I don't intend to make any money off them. And if anything, somebody's going to go buy it.
Great. Yep. So
you can get it on iTunes, Amazon, or a record store, wherever you want. Also, I'll post the links for these songs on the blog post, and we'll see how long we can keep this going without getting sued. So,
okay.
I appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.